It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now?
No.
I
can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Yesterday's impossible question of the day, which we have never gotten right. 11% of people who do not consider themselves to be shoplifters say they have stolen this. The answer is teeth whitener, and these people need a life.
Teeth whitener?
Teeth whitener.
What kind of a... What? No. You know what? This is one of those incredibly rare times when I'm just going to say it, John. This is bogus. There is no way that 11% of people who do not consider themselves to be shoplifters have taken teeth whitener.
Are they like the strips? Or Charlie, have you? I don't know. Charlie says maybe they're ashamed.
Well, you'd be ashamed stealing anything, but teeth whitener?
Well, maybe they're ashamed to buy it.
Oh, there are things that you'd be a lot more ashamed to
well,
buy.
Well, 11%. Today's impossible question. We'll get the answer in the 5 o'clock hour, but you can answer it on the KLZ 560 page now. In 2018, so a couple of years ago, more than 4,500 Americans went to the emergency room to be treated for this. The answer will be given in the 5 o'clock hour.
4,500, that's pretty small.
Pretty small number.
That could be next to anything.
In 2018, more than 4,500 Americans went to the emergency room to be treated for this. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. And by the way, is it called a pizza or pie? It's a pizza pie.
Does that factor into the answer?
I have no idea. It doesn't say. I don't get very many clues anymore. I think because we are winning so many, the clues went away.
Okay.
We got punished for being too right, Andy.
Well,
Charlie was 1 week, man. He was rattling them off.
I remember that week.
Like every single one he got right that week.
I know.
So we got the hints got taken away.
Isn't that the week he sold his soul to the devil?
Could have been.
Yeah, I think so. Something went. Yeah, went he had an unfair advantage. Okay, pizza pie.
Isn't that just like the government, though? You're doing well, and now you get punished?
Exactly. Well, we're definitely... The way to punish Charlie is to just not give him a chance to compete. It's not fair anymore. Well, pizza pie. What
is
on
a pizza
earth
or is
with
a pie?
Pizza? Who cares? What on earth with pizza?
Well, it's pizza.
It's pizza. What on earth with pizza could send you to the emergency room?
I don't know. One of those hot peppers that you choke on or something? I don't know.
You get hit by a pizza delivery guy? Some of them really race.
We'll answer this in the 5 o'clock hour,
right.
So stay tuned. We'll come back here in a moment. Dr. Matthew Harper going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk about what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday. We'll get a little bit of a tidbit of insight from him as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll come right back, though. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair is up next. As we head into the weekend, make sure that your vehicle is in top working order, and we have some snow coming tomorrow night. So if you haven't gotten new tires, guess what? You're going to be out of luck because Extreme can't work on it till Monday now because it's almost time to close up here on Friday. But if you need tires for your car, they're there to take care of you. And don't forget about some of their great offers they've got there at Extreme Auto Repair as well. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
All right, up next, Ascent Health Center. If you're looking to lose weight as we head into 2021, which a lot of folks make that as a resolution, and by the way, you know, when you're overweight, you just don't feel as well. You can't move around as well. You know, you struggle in certain areas, and sometimes we forget what it's like to actually be thin. Well, guess what? Get thin at Ascent Health Center, and there's a big 30% discount on their program right now. Just call and find out how it works. 303-343-8800 or ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you. The goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation, tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. And we've got a very special guest joining us today to talk about what went on Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Harper. Welcome, Dr. Harper. Thanks for joining us again today. Thank you so much.
Great to join you.
As you know, it's been a wild roller coaster week by, you know, any stretch of the imagination. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just been up and down and up and down. And finally, a little relief, I guess, today, given it's Friday of the week. But talk to us about what went on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I was at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., you know, for the Trump rally, and then over to the U.S. Capitol. And I'm really concerned about when I saw a group of people near the Capitol steps thinking that something was going to go wrong, and it surely did. I saw some protesters assault the, you know, climb the steps, you know, to rush the U.S. Capitol. And I was concerned that the Antifa was going to infiltrate and cause this to happen. And that's, I believe, was surely what happened. Sarah Palin was on a news program yesterday to talk about Antifa being involved.
What was the atmosphere, you know, like when all that was going on? I mean, were there a lot of folks egging people on to go in, or do you think most people went in, you know, in you know, kind of under their own fruition, or do you think they were enticed by some of the, you know, BLM Antifa types? Because we do know, Dr. Harper, that some true Trump supporters did go in, and then once they were in, there's even video of folks saying once they were in, they were like, you know, why am I in here? What am I doing? I think some of them just got caught up in all of the you know, emotion and all that was happening at the front there.
Oh, yeah. To me, no doubt that was the issue about Antifa infiltrating and then talking to them. There was a lot of emotion. And, it's very disturbing about what happened and people getting killed as a result of this. And of course, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi trying to paint all the Trump supporters as really bad people. Or
right.
Really kind of continuing on with Hillary Clinton referred to us as deplorables.
Dr. Harper, dozens of people have been arrested. Have they had a chance yet to check out their social media accounts, their voting registration or past, and get an idea where these people are coming from, or are they just getting started?
They're just getting started, but I believe there's evidence to prove their connections to Antifa and some other, you might say, domestic terrorist groups that looks to cause problems. And so, you know, this is very disturbing, along with Vice President Pence did or did not do. President Trump and Vice President Pence aren't getting along very well right now.
Right. No, that's... given the week, I think, you know, first of all, the dust needs to settle. I hope that people will sort of, if you would, Dr. Harper, tame the tongue for now and say things that, or not say things that I think they might regret several weeks or months from now. And you just hope that everybody will, in a way, especially on our side, control their tongue until things settle down a little bit and more facts come out. But yeah, to your point, it was not a good day at all.
A terrible day. And, I'm the principal reporter at the White House regarding anti-Semitism issues, religious liberty concerns, and I was at the White House yesterday. Contrasting Biden-Harris administration with President Trump and Pence administration on the issues of anti-Semitism, and very clearly, for a lot of Israeli people, seeing Biden and Harris as truly anti-Semitic. That's really going to be biting Biden and Harris in the rear on this matter, and it's going to go probably not going to go very well from on the very first day. Those Republicans that didn't support President Trump in this matter, they're going to be they could be labeled as anti-Semitic if they don't speak up here soon, and distancing themselves from Biden and Harris on that matter, as well as our religious liberty issues that President Trump talked about should be considered essential. Churches are essential. And Biden and Harris have a lot of baggage here. And I don't see it going very well for them.
Dr. Harper, do you see churches here in America and synagogues and, let's face it, the nation of Israel heading into a very bad time over the next couple of years? And how do you see this affecting the 2022 elections, the midterms? Mm-hmm.
Well, we would be going into some really bad times for churches and synagogues and Israel. If Biden and Harris continue what they've been on a path to is supporting Iran. I mean, you think about Obama and Biden and their Iran deal. You know, look where that got us. And the world has been more unsafe with Biden. And if he doesn't change his tune here very soon, we're going to have a lot more problems, I think, about the safety of people with defunding the police. We are very close to anarchy we're in a much worse state than the time for President Lincoln during the middle of the Civil War.
Yeah, and again, I hope that I hope things, to your point a moment ago, I hope things do calm down and we don't end up in that direction. Question I have for you, though, along the lines of the anti-Semitism, and you just talked about, you know, the Jewish population and so on. Maybe this is a dumb question on my part, but I've never been able to figure out, Dr. Harper, why, you know, by and large, the Jewish people vote Democrat when, in fact, the Democrats are typically against them. Can you explain to me why that happens?
Well, we're talking about the Jewish people here in America have tended to be liberal and sided with Democrats, and I would say that they're probably not truly Jewish people.
Okay.
That they've abandoned true Judaism. True Judaism is in respect for God's law. And you know, I can't see that anyone can claim to be a Democrat and, you know, support abortion, killing children, you know, and not speaking up against the anti-Semitism of the UN agencies, UNRWA that President Trump defunded, and pulling out of UNESCO, so that the people that call themselves Jews that are in the Democrat Party, by their actions, need to do something to really prove that they are truly Jewish in respect for God's law. That's the basic issue. The problems of America is no respect for God's law. Mm. The members of Congress, you know, generally no respecting. And I was listening to the chaplain's prayer in the House of Representatives and the chaplain prayer in the Senate. Both from an evangelical perspective, both of them blasphemous, especially in the House of Representatives.
Agree.
Person,
yep.
Calling upon
yep.
another God.
Yep, I agree.
And the Senate chaplain, you know, saying that we're shocked about the lack of respect for human life. And I thought, well, isn't that hypocritical for you to say as a chaplain? And for the Senate, when you're not defending children and speaking out about the death of all these children and abortion, and you're claiming to be really sensitive and concerned about human life, and I thought that was so hypocritic. And we are in a real moral state, and President Lincoln, I think, is the one that really understood the problem very well, and I want to say what he said in the middle of the Civil War in his Proclamation on Humiliation Fasting, some key words that were said, like, America's a nation that has forgotten God. We've become too proud and too arrogant and too self-reliant. Too proud to pray to the one that created us. And he called for a time of national repentance for our many national sins. And he said we need to plead for mercy from God above. And you can read this detailed proclamation, very convicting, at the top of our news website of Intermountain Christian News. But, you know, he quoted from the scripture in Psalms, I believe chapter 33, verse 12, where it says, blessed only are those nations whose God is the Lord. And many politicians here are afraid to say that we have a sin problem as a nation.
Right.
And the members of Congress need to hear the screams of the children that are being killed in abortion.
Right.
They just think this is a blob of a tissue. And they really need to know these are humans that are being massacred.
Yeah. Well said.
I'm very alarmed, state of America.
So. Well said. Dr. Harper, how do folks find out more about you? I know you're Intermountain Christian News. How do folks find you?
Oh, easily, just our website is incnews.org or search for Intermountain Christian News. But we have a YouTube channel. You can find the links on our news website. The YouTube channel is just Dr. Anthony Harper and Intermountain Christian News for reports from the White House. And got some hot news reports coming up from the White House on Monday. I'm hoping to meet with Jared Kushner here very shortly.
Okay.
Hopefully next week. Jared Kushner and President Trump are important people that Biden and Harris need. So, if Biden and Harris get labeled as anti-Semitic from day one, it's going to look really bad. It's going to go very bad for them. And so I think it would be very wise for them to reach out to President Trump and Jared Kushner and say, we need you. I don't know how this is all going to play out, but we are in such a crucial state for the survival of America. And I want to say that Joseph Biden doesn't understand what the soul of America is all about. And first of all, and he needs an education to know that America itself doesn't have a soul. People individually have souls.
Right.
And he doesn't understand spiritual matters whatsoever. And can you imagine him calling for the time of national repentance like Abraham Lincoln? I don't think so. Not in the current state. He and Harris have change of heart.
Yeah. So. No. Well said. Well said. Dr. Harper, it's always a joy having you. We appreciate it very much. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll get you back on here quickly.
Oh, yeah, thank you for praying for me at the White House.
We'll sure do it.
So I can Thank Jared Kushner, President Trump.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Anthony Harper, again, the website imcnews.org. Novus Auto Glass coming up next, folks. And they work with all insurance companies. Don't let the insurance company tell you where to go to get auto glass done. You've got that choice, and they'll work with any insurance company to get you taken care of, whether it's a chip, a crack repair, or a complete windshield replacement or calibration. They'll do it all, and that's at Novus. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Pure for Chevrolet, folks. If you want to buy a new or used car, by the way, weekends are a great time to buy a car. Get a car for 2021. If that's something you had on your list of things to do, Pure for Chevrolet would love to help you out. Find them at pureforchevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, we've got Golden Eagle Financial up next. Al Smith, who wants to help you as you plan for 2021 and your finances. You can find Al by calling 303-744-1128 or go to klzradio.com, 303-744-1128, or again, klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The glaring difference between communism and the American idea comes down to property rights. Kim Munson here. There is no time to waste in the battle of ideas. Monday, my friend and patriot Hella Jean Mitchell is sponsoring this important show. Josh Phillip, award-winning investigative reporter with the Epoch Times, explains that the World Economic Forum is calling for abolition of your property rights by 2030. Susan Kochevar, owner of 88 Drive-In Theater, will be in studio to join the conversation. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Happy Friday, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And I got a text a moment ago saying, you know, everybody should call their congressman and oppose the impeachment process that may start on Monday. I'm not going to say you shouldn't do that, although I don't see that gaining much traction. That's a lot of, you know, gibberish coming out of those that are wanting that to happen. But the reality is, even if they were somehow to get that done, there's no way that's going through the Senate and getting things handled before the inauguration in a couple of weeks. It's a lot of yip yap about nothing, frankly. It's not. If it goes someplace, I'd be shocked.
Oh, no, it's not. Biden's going to be president.
No, impeachment of Trump. They want to impeach Trump before the inauguration.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed you. It's
not going anywhere.
No, that's not going anywhere either. And by the way, I'm glad they're trying. At least something this week makes them look bad. Well,
yeah,
really, it does make them look...
No, I agree with you. My thought was I'd rather have them doing that than something else. So.
They look very petty.
I mean, go do something that you're not going to accomplish, which is an impeachment process of Trump.
Right.
At least they're not screwing up some other part of the country in doing that.
Exactly.
So to me, that one, I'm not saying don't call your congressman and oppose it. You'd be fine in doing so. Although I will just tell you that I don't see that one. I don't see that one going anyplace.
That's not going anywhere at all. Folks, it's done. He will serve out his term, and then he will leave. That will be it. It is all done. It is finished, as it was once said in biblical times.
It is finished.
Okay. How about we talk about this whole push for a new party?
Oh, please, yes, let's do that.
Let's have some fun. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
I missed you there, by the way. I was just coming back
in. I might have to take my jacket off here, Andy, so give me a second here while you do that, because it's going to get a little warm if we go down this path.
I know.
I'm taking my coat off.
Okay, look, and... before we even get into the strategic foolishness of it, can I deal with something that a lot of people are floating out there?
Sure.
They're saying we're going to do just like we did with the Whigs becoming the Republicans. Okay, branching off and becoming the Republicans. Can I give some – they're forgetting something here.
I'm sighing because – go ahead.
Yeah, it's here's some things they're forgetting. And the main thing they're forgetting is the nature of our opponent. The Democrats now are nothing like what we faced back then, okay? The Democrats now are the strongest in all the fastest growing demographics. Young voters, women voters, minority voters, and so forth, right? So all the fastest growing demographics are the strongest places for the Democrats. That was not the case back then at all, all right? Number two, the Democrats then were not beneficiaries of massive illegal immigration. Number three, the Democrats back then were not superfunded by the likes of big tech.
Right.
Okay, the Democrats now have endless funding, okay? Completely endless funding. They didn't have that back then. And here's another huge one. The Democrats back then did not completely own academia. Okay, you didn't even have public education.
Right.
Okay. And now the Democrats completely own education, the media, and all these things. Now they own portions of the media and stuff back then. But
not like today, though.
Right. And they didn't own, you know, an entertainment industry that could pour hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, Hollywood didn't exist yet.
Right. And so when people talk about, hey, we can just split off like we did from the Whigs to become the Republicans, now we can just split off from the Republicans and become the Patriot Party or whatever. They are
and we'll never lose, and we'll never win another election ever.
Well, no, we won't. But what they're forgetting is we are not facing the same opponent now that we were facing then. Did you hear the differences that I just reeled off? This is a whole different animal. Okay? Comparatively speaking, John, back then we were fighting against, you know, Pee Wee Herman, and now we're fighting against The Rock. All right? This is, and we're in the ring. This is the idea that you could split up back then and rally people to your side and do these things. Rallying people's a lot harder when you don't have education, when the other side has endless funding, the media. You have to be one group, united, working together, and understanding each other's differences. Go ahead.
Where does this nonsensical idea come from, I guess, is where I'm asking.
Okay, let me give the foundational blame for it. Now, you can always go back further and further and find an earlier foundation. Let me give a really good modern one. I'm going to blame somebody. And it's a guy I like, Glenn Beck.
Okay.
Glenn Beck was the first one, and Rush started a while afterward, but never nearly to the degree that Beck did. Beck started the whole idea that the two parties are the same. They're both equally corrupt. They're both, neither is any better than the other. Oh, maybe the Republicans are a little better. Glenn, you were wrong. You were wrong from the start. The Republicans, even with all their foibles, with all their problems, even the Republicans were always a million times better than what the Democrats had in mind. And, you know, when Glenn Beck was saying this, I had rather recently come out of the Democrat Party. And so I was listening to this going, screaming at the TV, not literally, but, you know, mentally, going, no, 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 no. Well, here was the thing, John. A lot of people started listening to that. And he lit a fuse. He lit a fire because a lot of people were very rightfully frustrated. Because it wasn't just Glenn Beck saying that. There were a number of Republicans who were compromising badly. And so they contributed to that disenchantment, that frustration in the ranks, right? You don't want, I mean, you could ask anybody in the military, if you got a lousy general, how do they feel? They're mad. And that was going on. But Glenn Beck actually popularized the idea that there was little difference between the two parties. That had never been out there before. And that actually took hold in the Patriot movement and the Liberty movement, the Tea Party movement. Now, fortunately, the Tea Party movement did the right thing and rallied to the Republican Party in 2010 and blew Barack Obama off his feet. Okay, they were great, but they still were looking at their party and saying, you know, as you always say, purism, right? They were demanding purism, and they weren't understanding, look, you cannot get a group of people large enough who agree with you on all 10 of your top 10 things to win. You can't. The other side has all those advantages I just listed off. If you do
Which,
that,
by the way, real quick. We have a listener saying, it's cute that we think the Democrats own the media, academia, and entertainment. That's probably the most easy thing in life to go prove right now that they do. How as a liberal could you say that the left doesn't own academia through the teachers' union, that they don't own entertainment through Hollywood, and that they don't own the media? How could you miss that one, Andy?
Well, yeah, and actually you can track that just through political donations.
Well,
those,
you can also,
in all three of those areas, the political donations run over 90% one way. So
really that, easy. That one's plain as the nose on everybody's face.
Right. And then, of course, you look at the, you know, message of movies. You look at what's being taught in schools.
Well, just look at all of Hollywood and what comes out of it as far as, you know, directors and producers and, you know, maybe not the actual company itself, but I think that's even a stretch. If you look at the CEOs and the people that sit on the board of directors for most of these Hollywood conglomerates, you'd be hard-pressed. I mean, look at Disney even. You'd be hard-pressed to say they're not run by lefties.
Well, they're completely,
'cause they are.
They're completely owned and run by hard lefties.
Right.
We're talking China-level lefties.
Right.
And here's the thing. Let me make it real easy, John.
How could you, as a lefty, deny that?
Well, they only deny, they don't, they know it's true. They only deny it because they're doing the trolling. That's all they're doing. They know full well it's true. Let me give you a quick example. The most obvious example, John. How many actors in Hollywood who are lefties lose roles because of it?
None.
Or have to
Zilch.
Or have to undergo a lot of persecution because
Zilch.
Of it, or have to go underground and have these little
None.
Underground groups where they get together and admit together
None.
We're lefties. How many who are gay have a hard time
None.
Getting through? Okay, how
They're
many?
They're celebrated.
Right. How many have that problem as teachers at CU?
If None.
If you're a liberal teacher, how many are ostracized? From
None.
That? Okay. If you are a liberal at CNN, how many are ostracized?
None.
Even if you're a liberal at Fox News,
you're
how many
fine.
Are ostracized?
None.
If you are a liberal in any major media outlet outside of Newsmax, where are you ostracized? Where are you endangered in any way, shape, or form? None.
And by the way, I'll add one more layer to what you just said as well, or one more entity as well.
Right.
Professional sports.
Absolutely. Well, actually, sports media is more liberal than the mainstream media. I mean, look at Jemele Hill, who came out and said outright
I mean, rabidly racist things, horrible racist things, where you're looking at this and saying, all you got to do is switch the word black for white, and you've got a person that you and I would say, put a hood on that person.
Right.
Okay, this, she should have been, and she, you know, eventually suffered for it, but it took...
forever.
Oh, it took forever. Right. It was incredible. No, they are in complete control of all those things.
Right.
And if you think that we are facing the same opponent that the Whigs faced when they spawned the Republicans.
We're not. And by the way,
you're out of your mind.
We just proved more of our point by what we just said.
Yes.
Our listener that is denying that that's the case just proved our point even more.
And that listener doesn't believe what they're saying. That is what I believe. Having been somebody, look, I came from the left, and people on the left, what they do is they send in these trolling comments and things with these little challenging things when they know full well
that's what it
they're
is.
Lying.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Really quick here.
And by the way, we love all our listeners, even those of you that are on the left, though we may vehemently disagree with you. That's okay.
Yeah, we can disagree. And look, I enjoy it. I enjoy a good disagreement. I love it. And I talk to some of these hardcore leftists who are trained in this stuff. I enjoy the chess game. It's fun.
Well, and by the way, we're also right now disagreeing with a lot of our own party by saying we don't believe there should be another party.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Now, I've just shown you why the opponent we're facing totally different. Look, here's what really happens is one of two things. Let's say... you get a ton of Republicans, because right now, the majority of Republicans support Trump. Okay? And by the way, you and I support Trump. We think he was a terrific president. We think he's been his own worst enemy at times. But we also think, wow, what a great president. He was a fighter for us. We loved it. Okay? But let's say that he and some followers get a bunch of people to break off and be the Trump party, the Patriot party, the whatever party. All right? One of two things happens. One, either you get nearly everyone to follow, and then you have the same party with a different name. So you've done nothing. You have achieved nothing. Or a substantial number don't follow, which means you have no hope of competing with Democrat numbers. One of those two things has to happen. By the way, it'll be the second one. Okay? Because you still have a lot of people in place in the Republican Party who are going to say, you know what? I've walked neighborhoods. I have labored for long hours. I've done all this. And I had some friends who were Trumpers who didn't do a thing. And I am not going to let this go. You are going to have, and by the way, you also have an apparatus in place. They still have to have primaries and put up candidates. Those candidates are going to draw some numbers.
Right.
It can't work.
Right. Well said. Cindy in Fort Collins, you're up. What's going on?
Oh, hello, John. My name is Cindy. And my husband and I listen to you all the time. Anyway, I have a request.
Sure.
This is something totally off topic.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
But I thought of you guys because you and Andy are so resourceful. We've got a little problem, and maybe you can help.
Okay.
We went to Denver today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
Bought a jukebox.
Okay.
And all we need to do is find a couple muscle men who can get the thing out of a basement and into our pickup. And that is it.
So you need a couple of movers is what you need.
Right. And I've been trying to look up moving people and just getting... a person.
You know, there's a lot of, and what I would do, and I've used these guys before, but like, you know, two men in a truck, there's plenty of, you know, smaller companies around, Cindy, that should do that.
Two men in a truck won't do it. And this other company
really?
That somebody referred me to, it's called Dolly. Well, they don't have a phone number, and I'm trying to put something into their online deal. And what it says is, we don't recognize the item that you're asking. It's got to be done all through online. If somebody will let me call them, it's a whole different thing. So, yeah, two men in a truck is what
now,
we call
them. Did you try to call, because all the two men in a truck guys, there's different, like, franchises, I guess you could say, in different parts of town. Did you try to find the one that's either near you or near the item and call them that way?
Oh, well, that's that. If there are that many, then that could be a different way of going about doing it.
Yeah, you know, franchise,
there's a bunch. For example, I mean, I just pulled up really quickly, and I see Golden, Thornton, Centennial, and I'm sure there's more.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm not endorsing or giving an ad for Two Men in a Truck. I just have used them, and I know they have the ability to do what you're asking if you can get to the right phone number and ask them.
And by the way, to all our listeners, folks, you got any ideas, get them in.
Yeah, let us know as well. But yeah, no, Cindy, there should be somebody like them, or there's probably another half a dozen organizations, you know, businesses out there that would do that as well.
All
right. Now, they may, real quick, they may require you to have them, they may require that the item be moved in their truck, not yours, and that one would not shock me with any of them.
Well, see, that is also a problem because that's not what we need to do. I mean, because that would entail them, when we called the first one, they calculated the number of miles from Denver to Fort Collins, mm-hmm. and just based on the mileage cost, it was almost $600. It didn't include anything else.
So the other option that you have, which here's a real quick one, is there's lots of little temp agencies running around, like Labor Finders and so on, that will actually take homeless individuals and try to find them jobs on a daily basis. Most of them will be more than happy to assist you in something like that on each end. So you could actually call one of the, you know, labor temp agencies and get some help that way also, Cindy.
Well, that's also kind of what I thought about, too. And but my husband said, yeah, but they won't know how to move something.
No, you'll have to you'll have to be there and direct them. But you'd be surprised. I've used those folks before. They're pretty good. So we'll be good. We'll be OK. Cindy, if you've got any more questions on it, I've got to take a quick break. If you can, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We've actually got somebody that might be able to help you off air. So hang tight, Cindy. I'll put you on hold. We've got Nathan coming up from Franktown Firearms. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Michael Bailey Law Mobile Estate Planning is coming up next. And Michael wants to help you with all of your estate planning needs. Give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
A good shop is up next, folks, and let you be the person in charge of your own repair. In other words, if you have a collision and you go to the insurance company, especially if it's the other insurance of the other party that maybe damaged your vehicle, they're going to tell you to go to a particular shop. You don't have to. You can pick your own, and we have a great place for you. In North Denver, we've got two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City. It's a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales, so in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Nathan Hill joining us now from Franktown Firearms. Nathan, how is your week going, sir?
It is busy.
I can only imagine. What's inventories like at the moment on ammo and guns both?
Ammo shipments arriving. We are getting skinny on some of the stuff that's super popular, but we still have a bunch of, like, the hunting rounds and stuff like that out there. Rifles, handguns, we have a bunch.
Okay, so what's our wait time like now if somebody wants to go buy a gun, whether they've never bought one before or want to add to the collection? What's that like?
A day and 4 hours right now. So it is down from its usual 2 to 3. So they are staying on top of it across the state.
Got it. Okay, I also know you guys have your show tomorrow on Saturday. What, 2 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct, yep, on KLZ.
Perfect. All right. Also, and by the way, everybody listening, tune in at 2 o'clock. It's a great show. You guys will have a lot of fun, and it's just a great instructional, how should I say it, Nathan? Not only you guys have a lot of fun, it's instructional. I enjoy it. I'm a gun guy. I love it. It's great. So training, though, let's talk about training. Let's face it, there's a lot of folks out there that are either, you know, buying a gun for the first time, or they bought one, you know, maybe in years past even, but haven't done a lot of shooting. How can you help those folks?
Well, if they have their own firearms and they haven't purchased any recently, obviously we'd say come out, check the new stuff, get your hands on it, see if there's any features that you like. With a gun purchase from us, and if they mention the radio station, they actually get their state-mandated background fee waived, but it is also included with a free hour on the range with that gun purchase. If they have a few that they just want to brush up on some skills, we do have Karen Murray, our head trainer, as well as Alan, as well as Rico. So if there's something that they're wanting to focus on specifically, not so much in a classroom setting with multiple others, they can set up personal training sections.
The other thing I noticed even running in your ads that we'll play here in just a moment is the fact that gunsmithing-wise or, you know, repair-wise, if somebody's got a problem with a gun, you guys can take care of that on site. Am I right?
That is correct. We have expanded the gunsmithing department to include 3 gunsmiths now, and we're actually adjusting their work schedule to where we'll have a gunsmith on site every single day instead of it having a couple days where it's normally had there be 1 or 2 of them off. We're trying to get it to where we have full coverage throughout the week, so if someone's shooting, if someone has an issue, they can bring it in, and there's someone that can get it addressed sooner than later.
Yeah, because it is a mechanical device, just like a automobile or other things, Nathan. And, you know, just because it works today doesn't necessarily it's always going to work tomorrow. I mean, for the most part, they're pretty, you know, pretty foolproof. But things happen and stuff happens. And then there's also things you can do customization-wise as well. And I assume that's something you can help with as well, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people like their vehicles, want to personalize them, make them their own, make them better in their eyes. And so we are getting into the hydro dipping, and we are going to be starting the Cerakoting process. We have some equipment on order, and we will be expanding into that as well.
Awesome. And it sounds like things are really going well. You know, one thing we've never really talked much about, Nathan, also, is you guys also have a full showroom of accessories, because I know that, you know, typically when you buy a gun, great, you've got the gun. But I had somebody actually yesterday, one of my great friends, one of my sons actually, said, hey, I need to get a gun safe. Who's your sponsor, you know, down in Elizabeth? So I gave him your name. He's going to come down buy a safe. That's something else we don't talk much about, Nathan, but I assume those are things you can help with also.
Oh, absolutely. If for some odd reason we don't have something in stock, which we've been blessed and have been stocked very well throughout the past year during the COVID and everything, we do have outside sources that we can point you if we can't help you directly at that time.
Perfect. So you guys, again, it's one-stop shopping. It's in Franktown, which it's East State Highway 86 in Franktown. Give folks that are listening, we haven't done this for a while either, Nathan, give them a little direction so folks know where to head.
So we're pretty much, if you're shooting down 86 from Parker, we're about 10 minutes southeast. We are west of Elizabeth and east of Castle Rock. So we're kind of right in the middle of the big crossroads of 86 and 83 next to the, Front Range Tree Nursery.
Okay.
So
one last question, and I know you can't predict the future. You don't have a crystal ball, but knowing what's happened this past week and just kind of knowing historically what happens when we have events like last week, would you suggest if somebody wants to buy something, they get it done sooner versus later?
I always recommend it. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it is my mindset with it. We've talked about it briefly on our show, the Shooting the Breeze, with you, and it was more so, again, if one is good, two is better. So, if your firearms are old, get them in, get them clean, get them up to spec. If you're wanting something newer, seeing if it has some features that you like, come in, get a new one, get some training while you're at it, and we do have the stuff to get you to personalize it as well.
Perfect. Nathan, it's always a joy having you guys. Thanks so much for your help. We'll listen tomorrow at 2 o'clock as well. And most of all, just enjoy your weekend, and we'll have you back here soon, sir.
We appreciate it, and you keep doing what you're doing, spreading the good word.
We'll do it. Nathan, thank you much. I do appreciate it. Franktown Firearms is next. Again, find him at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And appreciate you all joining us this week. And it has been a wild week. Andy, I'm not normally this way where, you know, normally it's just sort of, you know, one day is another and another and another. And right. I don't really worry too much about whether it's Monday or Friday or whatever. But I will say this morning, I was glad it was Friday.
Yes.
After this week, literally.
Just end,
it was
please.
Just, it was almost a sigh of, oh, okay, the week's going to finally be over. I'm not normally that way, but this is just one of those weeks.
This is why on Monday I said 2021 to me looks worse than 2020. Now, I don't think that's true economically.
It'll be way better, I think, that way.
Way better economically, but I think socially, politically, yikes. So, hey. Betting on the hedges.
We'll have lots to talk about.
We sure will.
It's a plus side for us. There won't be any dull moments. Will
no,
there?
No.
We'll have plenty to do.
Yes.
I remember the Obama years. We never had anything to, you know, never had a lack of content each day. Let's just say that.
That's right.
There is always a bright side.
What are we going to talk about next hour?
Oh, we've got movies.
Movies! And to celebrate the new year.
Yes, movies you've got to see at least once a year.
Exactly. Movies you like so much, you got to see that movie once a year.
I got a long list, some of my favorites, and that's really what it'll really come down to is, you know, what are some of your favorites? Feel free to text us your once a year movie, 307-200-8222. You're welcome to call us as well at 303-477-5600. But let's do that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. If you're listening to our first hour and it's a replay, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. First thing in the morning, 9 o'clock for Fix It Radio, followed up by Drive Radio, and then Sportsman of Colorado. And then Franktown Firearms Show is right after that as well. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be right back with Richard as well, and we'll do movies that you want to see once a year. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.